What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your New York Yankees are chasing another championship. Talk Yankees baseball with the fans at 888-808-1019. The WFAN phone line is powered by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus presents the biggest summer in UFC history.
Tommy Lou Gehrig. Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie. Yeah,
Deuce dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on the Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. You know, good for Jazz Chisholm because last night I was on the air and I predicted what was going to happen, and I said there would be a lot of fake, false outrage about the lollipop gate, the lollipop situation, and that, of course, is Jazz Chisholm. Like any one of us on a nice summer night, decided he wanted to enjoy a lollipop. He wanted to suck on a little lollipop, nice little candy, a blow pop, which gives you that nice treat in the middle, some gum. And I knew there would be false and fake outrage about it. What I didn't see coming, and what I couldn't have predicted, is that Aaron Boone would have a problem with it. Aaron Boone basically runs a country club there. And this is the hill he dies on? A lollipop? Jazz Chisholm enjoying one of the finer things in life, and yes, a nice blow pop. Now, I go watermelon or green apple. I don't rock with any other flavor there, but watermelon, and if they don't have watermelon, I go green apple. This is the hill that Aaron Boone dies on, or at least he was dying on, because after the game, and we'll play back the audio of Boone and Jazz, if you didn't hear it in the post game, well, the first like couple minutes, or I should say first couple questions to Aaron Boone, were all about Jazz enjoying a lollipop. And then Jazz Chisholm, only the way Jazz Chisholm can, explained why he didn't finish the lollipop before the cameras got to him. So we'll have that audio coming up for you in just a little bit. But I was stunned that Aaron Boone had that take and had that opinion and had that thought. I figured there would be some Yankee fans, there'd be some pundits, there'd be some talk show hosts, there'd be some people out there on social media that would be all up in arms about a lollipop. Because they couple it in with Jazz Chisholm yawning on a baseball field Or when he did that media session where he just stared at his locker and he has back to the... It was like Sting right before he turned into the Crow character. If you're a wrestling fan, Sting came out and he didn't look at the hard cam, which is in wrestling when you do an interview, you look at the hard cam so your face is showing on TV. Sting did his promo with his back to the hard cam, which is basically his protest against WCW because Lex Luger and others doubted him and they thought he was joining the NWO. Okay, there's a little history lesson, and for those who knew. People were trying to put this lollipop in the same sort of category, which I don't even think either one of those are a big deal either, but it's unsafe, he could choke on it, it's unprofessional. Can we relax here? He's a world-class athlete. He is the second baseman for the Yankees. He's an all-star. He could have a lollipop out there while he's watching grass grow, which is essentially what you're doing. I mean, you're just standing there looking at the pretty ladies in the fourth row, and if a ball gets hit to you, you just use your natural instincts, which you could do in your sleep, to field the ball. And worst-case scenario, he could have taken the lollipop out of his mouth and thrown it on the ground. And I know you don't want to litter. Well, he could have picked the lollipop up, or somebody in the grounds crew could have picked it up later. The idea that we're getting all nuts about a lollipop is ridiculous, but I knew it was coming. And I defended Jazz last night. I'll defend him again tonight. And that's not with the benefit of hindsight here that he had the game-winning home run, which good for him. And then he celebrated with the lollipops, and this will become a thing now. Those that criticized him for the lollipops, they'll act like the lollipops are what started this team going, and meanwhile, they would get in the World Series regardless. If Jazz Chisholm has a lollipop or any other type of candy out on the field, but those that criticize will turn it into a thing. But for Aaron Boone to criticize this, for the hill to die on, Jazz Chisholm, with a lollipop in his mouth out there at second base, I was stunned by that. And it made it a bigger story. It's one thing for social media. It's one thing for this radio station. But when the manager of the team, and Aaron Boone, who normally doesn't take digs or shots or goes after any of his players, we know that about Aaron Boone. He loves to defend his guys, especially with the media, especially in front of a microphone. Aaron Boone is a player's manager. You know, I've often said he runs a country club. And unless he absolutely has to, he doesn't discipline his players. And he 99.99% of the time doesn't criticize them to the media or criticize one of their actions. So I was taken aback by that. And it's funny, the one time Aaron Boone decides to do that, Jazz Chisholm hits a big home run, celebrates with the lollipops, and now Aaron Boone, because I'm sure he's still ticked off about it. This is a baseball lifer. He probably thinks it's unprofessional. He probably thinks it's something you shouldn't be doing. Although I don't see the difference between a lollipop and gum, which has been around forever in baseball. It's a staple. Or sunflower seeds. Or tobacco. How many times do you see a player in center field or at shortstop or wherever on the baseball diamond, and he's blowing an enormous bubble with his gum? I don't ever hear anybody say anything about that. But when you have a lollipop in your mouth, it's a big deal. It's an international incident. It's something that should be criticized, something that the manager, and then after the game today, everybody's got to answer because it's a lollipop's in his mouth. It's not like Jazz Chisholm was at second base enjoying a four-course meal. He wasn't grilling hot dogs and hamburgers at second base. He wasn't acting like it was the 4th of July and setting off fireworks and eating ice cream and enjoying a hamburger and a nice cold beer with his feet up in a pool with flamingo bathing suit on. It's not a big deal. And it's even less of a big deal because now Jazz Chisholm has fun with it. The Yankees will probably have a little fun with it. The fans will have some fun with it. There'll be some that are still outraged. There'll be some that still think it's not professional to have a lollipop in their mouth. And here's the other part of it. The lollipops are in the dugout. It's not like Jazz Chisholm brought that lollipop from home or the hotel and had it on him because he's just a fan of lollipops. We found out after the game he is, but, and clearly he was because he had a lollipop in his mouth last night. But The lollipops are there in the dugout. Is there a sign on the lollipops? Is there a sign in the dugout that says you can't enjoy a tasty lollipop in the field? You can only enjoy it in the dugout? Is that a rule that I'm unaware of? Is there a sign up? Is there something on the box of lollipops that says only eat and enjoy or suck on or lick while sitting down in the dugout? And look, I'm not trying to make light of it. You don't want to see anybody choke or something happen, but I'm pretty confident that Jazz Chisholm, if he was put into a situation where he had to die for a baseball, he would have taken the lollipop out of his mouth. And quite frankly, you could choke on gum when you're running around too. Absolutely. I remember watching sports with my grandma all the time, and she'd say, these guys are going to choke on their gum. And I'm like, Grandma, I don't think they're going to choke on their gum, but that's just something a grandma would say. Yet, nobody chokes on gum, and I don't think Jazz would have choked on the lollipop. And if he came into a situation where it got dicey and he had to die for a ball and it was dangerous, he would have taken that lollipop out and not choked on it. And yes, you don't want to litter, but maybe he would have picked it up, or somebody in the grounds crew or whoever, a ball boy. There is no ball man. A ball boy would have came over and taken the lollipop and thrown it out. Or maybe Jazz is one of these people that, now, I go by the, I don't even know if I go by the 5-second rule. It depends. I'm like barely even a 1-second rule kind of person. If it hits the floor or if it hits the grass, I'm out. I'm out on that. Yeah, I skeeve it. It's just more of a mental thing. I'm sure there's no issue with it. Even if it drops on a dirty floor, I mean, within 2-3 seconds, I don't think the bacteria on the floor seeps into the lollipop or whatever food you drop on the floor. But I'm just one of those people, if it drops, I'm done with it. Now, everybody has their own set of rules. Some people, 5-second rule. Some people, 10-second rule. Some people don't care if it sits there for a minute. Some people, like me, if it hits the floor, they're out. They're out. And by floor, I include grass in that assessment. That's just the way I go about my life. But I knew it would be a big outrage today from some people. And I told you last night it was a no biggie. Clearly, it is a no biggie, even with Aaron Boone. And now it just, by Aaron saying that, it's become more of a thing. Look, the Yankees will turn it into a fun thing. Everyone will be eating lollipops. It's a whole, you know, it's something to get through the summer months here, because a baseball season is 162 games. We know the Yankees are getting to October. We know they're going to the postseason. We know in all likelihood they're getting to the World Series. We've hit not the dog days of the baseball season, but it is late June, and it gave everybody a story, something to talk about, something to have a little fun with. And now the Yankees themselves can have a little fun with it. Why not? After the game, Jazz celebrated with it. If they get on a hot streak, you enjoy some lollipops afterwards. And you have, but I doubt any of his teammates cared. And like I said, I'm stunned that the manager cared. I am stunned that Aaron Boone had an issue with it. Stunned. Stunned. I figured we would just, now, let me rephrase that. I'm not stunned he had an issue with it. I'm stunned he said something. Every once in a while, I guess Aaron will give you one of these, and it's like, okay. But usually, it's defend the players, defend the players. And it's not like it was a baseball mistake. And I don't want to hear about unprofessionalism, but please. It's a lollipop. They're in the dugout! They're in the dugout! Jazz Chisholm didn't go to Walgreens in the third inning and pick up a box of lollipops and decide to have one. They're there in the dugout. Now, unless Jazz himself supplies the lollipops, which is possible, perhaps he's such a huge fan of lollipops that he brings the box of blow pops to every game. That is possible. And perhaps we can get to the bottom of that. I'll get Emmanuel Babari on that. But in all likelihood, the lollipops are there, and they're there for everybody to enjoy. And I don't see the issue with Jazz having a lollipop. I'm stunned that Aaron Boone had something to say about it. And fast forward now, 24 hours later after Lollipop Gate, Jazz Chisholm gets the last laugh because he hits a big home run. He gets to celebrate with his lollipops. He gets to spend 4 minutes after the game talking to the media about eating a lollipop. A one, a two, a three. What were the name of those lollipops with the chocolate in the middle of them? I actually don't remember the name of those. When Rosenberg's off the phone, he'll help me. But I know Blow Pops are the gum. What are the lollipops with the chocolate in the middle?
A Tootsie Roll Pop?
A Tootsie... Are they? Yeah, Tootsie Pop.
A Tootsie Pop, Tommy.
No, you said Tootsie Roll Pop. Yeah, and you did it like usual with the question mark after it and the far out look in your face.
I was taking calls.
I gave you 5 seconds after you, and I said, you're taking calls, take a breath, and when you're done, you can answer the question. A Tootsie Pop. I don't really like Tootsie Pops, though. I don't like chocolate with my lollipop. I do like gum, though. I do like gum. So a nice little Blow Pop, I'm all for it. 888-808-1019. Here's the phone number to call. I'm well aware of the breaking news, Paulie. We will get to that in just 1 second here. The Knicks have made their selection. Has something else happened here?
Well, the thing you should know is that is not the Knicks' selection because they traded that pick to the Lakers.
So the Lakers have selected Cameron Carter?
Yes.
Okay.
So that is what I wanted to tell you.
What did the Knicks get back?
I think it was just
No, think. What did they get back?
A straight swap, 24 for 25.
So right now, even though it says the Lakers are on the clock, the Knicks are in fact on the clock? Make sure you get that right, because the TV is saying...
Yes, no, because the NBA has this thing, and you can see on
the top graphic above it.
The Knicks received cash considerations from the Lakers, plus 25. This could go along with the second apron, every dime, every dollar matters for Dolan and the Knicks. Legitimately, moving from 24 to 25 might save them money.
Okay, so we'll wait on that. We're going to find out in about a few minutes here what the Knicks are doing. And Cameron Carr was the best player available from Baylor. Really a sneaky pick. I think he could be one of those guys that, you know, he kind of dropped in this draft. Not the most athletic guy, doesn't play the greatest of defense, but he's a little bit older. I think he's like 21. So we'll see what ends up happening here. The Knicks are on the clock unless they trade again. 888-808-1019. And that's one of those things why I didn't want to react to it right away because things like that could happen, and I would have sat here and talked about him for 3 minutes, and Digital would have put out a video clip of it, and then I would have looked like an idiot because they didn't pick him. And I also forgot to... I drove in today, but I didn't bring my contacts. I brought my glasses. And I haven't worn them yet on the camera here yet. I left them in the car, my glasses. So I have a hard time seeing the television. I could see it, but I can't see every little thing on the television screen right now. Which I should have known that, you know, it's the night of the draft. I'd have to see it. I was kind of thinking maybe the Knicks would pick before I was on the air. But we will get that to you ASAP. Let's go to Rich in Oyster Bay here on After Hours. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's happening, Tommy? I appreciate what you're saying about Jazz. It's not an end-of-the-world situation. But at the end of the day, there is a modicum of professionalism that you expect. I'm a Yankee fan. I would never think Don Mattingly would go out there with a lollipop in his mouth. I don't think Aaron Judge. And I get it. What's the difference between a lollipop and a piece of gum? The difference is there's a stick sticking out of your mouth. And anybody that's looking at that is like...
Oh, I guess, but what if he's chewing his gum? Have you seen players like this? They're chewing gum, and it's coming out of their mouth. And I'm just saying, there's a lot of things that baseball players do that's very, very gross.
No,
now, you're saying this is more unprofessional.
I get it.
Spitting tobacco into a cup? That's nasty.
No, but my point is this. It's the perception of unprofessionalism. I get it. It's the same thing. But when it's just the...
Do you think Jazz Chisholm is an unprofessional player?
I love Chaz.
Okay, that's my point. So
player,
I don't think it's a big deal.
The Yankees are the Yankees. As a Yankee fan, the Yankees are the Yankees.
No, but they're not. They're kind of moving away from that. You could grow your beard out now.
No, just a matter of time before the
names are on the back of the jerseys.
Expected to win.
Yeah.
Right, but now you're looking at a 3-game losing streak that they were in the middle of.
Which they snapped.
Right. So, and Boone also has been called out for not being a guy that's, you know, who knows what else Chaz is doing in the locker room. I think I love him. I think he brings a levity to that clubhouse that is needed. But again, Boone may have thought that he needed to step in and say, look, it was unprofessional. Because maybe there is a certain percentage of fans that still believe in that. Like, yeah, man, I don't need to see my guy sucking on a freaking lollipop when he's supposed to be playing second base.
But he was now, playing second base.
Tobacco, that's fine.
Okay, but Rich, again,
I wouldn't tolerate my son in playing in high school with a lollipop in his mouth.
Why not? As long as he makes the plays, I got news for you. You know, boys will be boys. You don't think they're staring at girls in the fourth row? Or ladies at that point, or women, give me a break. You think they're locked in on every little thing that's going on? They're just hanging out watching grass grow. Oh, the ball's hit to me. All right, I'll make a play. He's sucking on a lollipop. He wasn't playing pickleball. He wasn't grilling hot dogs and hamburgers. He wasn't basically with his back turned to the pitcher. No biggie. I said it last night. I said there would be fake and false outrage. And that's exactly what it was. And then Jazz plays hero tonight, gets the big home run. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to your calls in just 1 second here. The Knicks have traded back in the draft with the Lakers. When we get back, we will break down the Knicks selection. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Luigi in the Late Night here on The Fan. 1101 here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
My voice is annoying. Now you can just say it.
Luigi! Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Luke evening. It is night one of the NBA draft. The Nets passed on Darius Acuff. We'll get to that in just a little bit. The Knicks have made their selection. Now, they were originally picking at 24. They ended up trading that pick, one pick back with the Lakers. They got cash in the deal and the 25th overall pick. And they drafted Sergio De Lara. And he is playing professional basketball in Spain. This is likely somebody you draft and stash. Look, this offseason is all about money with the Knicks. And the dreaded second apron. So this feels like one of those moves that would be, hey, we draft this guy, you stash him, and every dollar counts at this point. Because the Knicks are looking to retain the team that won the championship. That's what I want. I want every single player that was a part of that team to be back. They certainly earned the right to defend their crown. From Brunson on down, I want every player back. It starts with extending Karl-Anthony Towns. They're bringing back Mo Diawara, Mitch, Alvarado, Clarkson, Shamet, everybody. I think this team, with the chemistry, how connected they are, the cohesiveness, which led to a championship, I want to see all these players back. So as far as the guy they drafted, this is more of a stash. You see him down the line, and it just helps Leon Rose in this offseason retain his players. And I talked about it. I think the Knicks are in a situation where they could go to the second apron because it's more about retaining their players than acquiring players. And if they get to that second apron, which I know they want to avoid, but even if they get there, number one, they can get out of it. And number two, I don't think it'll handcuff them the way it would a team that, let's say, got bounced in the first round, second round. This is about retaining your players, not adding players. So the things that will restrict you once you're in the second apron won't restrict a team like the Knicks because they're champions and they're coming off of, more importantly, they're coming off of a situation where they want to retain their players. Or they're coming off a championship and they want to retain their players. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And obviously the lollipop situation with Jazz Chisholm. And we'll keep you posted if either of the locals end up getting back here in the first round. The Knicks have a couple of picks tomorrow night. 888-808. And my guy Alex Caravan is still on the board. By the way, Zuby Ejiofor, local guy, obviously St. John's, went to the Hawks a couple picks before the Knicks. And I wonder out loud if Zuby was there, if the Knicks would have pulled the trigger on that. There were reports, one from Ian Begley, that there were a lot of people within the Knicks that were fans of Zuby. I'm a fan of Zuby. He was one of the guys that I had on my short list of names that I wanted the Knicks to go after. Caravan's another one. And Alex Caravan, who's still on the board. Tarris Reed was another guy, and I think he might get drafted here in the first round from UConn. But Caravan, winner, one of the most decorated college basketball players ever. Three trips to the Final Four, two national champions, obviously played for Hurley, has the pedigree, has the basketball IQ, has the work ethic. He has everything that I think fits the DNA of this Knick team. And I would like to see him selected. Now, it wouldn't stun me, and this appears to be heading in that direction, but it wouldn't stun me if the Knicks take those picks and trade it back for picks in future drafts. Obviously, you had to give up all those picks and F them picks for Mikal Bridges. So this could be one of those situations where you take Sergio De Lara here in the first round. It's a guy that's playing professionally in Spain. It's a draft and stash. It's about money. You got cash from the Lakers, and then you use these other picks to get picks for future drafts. That feels like the way it's going. But if Leon Rose does select players tomorrow, one of them that I'd like to see is Alex Caravan, assuming he hasn't been drafted, because again, I'm not wearing my glasses, so I can't see the scroll. What does Tiki call it? He doesn't call it a scroll. What's the thing that they the scroll at the bottom of the screen, Rosenberg?
A cryon?
You're close.
A ticker?
No.
And you should know one of the players you just mentioned, Tarris Reed.
He just got drafted?
He just got drafted.
Where'd he go?
Well, he got drafted by the Nuggets, but the Nuggets are moving him.
Oh, this gets confusing.
To the San Antonio Spurs.
This is very confusing because the broadcast is still saying the Knicks drafted Cameron Carr. And it's like,
because
no,
technically they did.
But what if Cameron Carr thinks he got drafted by the Knicks and he shows up?
He wore the Knick hat. Everyone wears their hat.
No, I understand that. But what if Cameron Carr gets, because it's confusing on television. And it's like, what if he just shows up and he's like, oh, I got to, what do you mean? It's like Costanza after he quit on Friday and he shows up on Monday.
Everybody agrees with that. But anyway,
that's been the thing on social media. It's been very confusing to watch this broadcast. I have it on mute.
Yeah, Tarris Reed is going to the Spurs.
Is he really?
Yes. So Denver traded 26 to the Spurs for 35 and two future for 25 and two future second round picks. So there you go.
Yeah, I like me some Tarris Reed. So a lot of these guys are names that have been bantered about for the Knicks. Zubi, Tarris Reed, Caravan. Henry Vase.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Sear, the stretch big 7-footer from North Carolina. I'm trying to think if I got to like I said, I can't see all of this in real time. Rosenberg, double check for me if Isaiah Evans got drafted. I assume he did because that's another guy. Great wing defender, super athletic from Duke. Another guy that was on the radar here. I understand you made the pick they made, Sergio Dellara, because he is a draft and stash and it's about money. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've watched the guy play basketball. Obviously, I haven't. It's just more of a strategy thing. I do know he plays professionally in Spain, and he's about 20 years old. And it's somebody that you, like I said, you stash away. You don't have to pay the money and it's all about the second apron here. Is he still on the board?
He's still, Isaiah Evans
really?
Is still on the board.
Okay,
yes.
So that tells me, like I said, it's all about money because they got cash. How much Schuttle did they get from the Lakers, Rosie? It just says cash considerations?
Yes, just cash considerations.
So they got cash and they drafted a player that you can draft and stash.
Who's not going to play for like years.
Yeah, exactly. So if ever for the Knicks. So it's one of those situations where it's all about the money there because Evans was still on the board, somebody that I would have liked to have seen. Tarris Reed was still on the board. Now he is off the board. Caravan's still on the board. Now, look, these guys might make it to day two. The Knicks obviously have a couple picks there, including very early on in the second round. But based on this decision, I would not be stunned at all if they trade those picks for future picks. Number one, they don't have a lot of picks coming up. And number two, it's all about money. But I can't have it both ways. As much as I like a lot of these college prospects, I also want this team to return in its entirety, in its fullness, which I don't think is a word, but I just made it a word. And I want to see from the top to the bottom, especially now with the Celtics being, you know, in shambles and they don't have a big man. I would imagine, unless they trade for a Chet Holmgren or something like that, they're going to be all in on Mitch. So you're going to have to compete with them, but Mitch, Alvarado, Shamet, I want all these guys back. I don't want to trade Deuce. I know he didn't have a great finals, but I don't want to trade him either. I don't want to trade anybody. I don't want anybody on the staff. I don't want anything to change going into the next year. They've earned the right to defend their crown. If you have to go to the second apron, do it, and then get out of the second apron the next year and stockpile some draft picks. All good. While developing younger players like Dottier, Kolick, Diawara, I'm all good for that. I'm all about here and now, and also thinking about the future. But this team absolutely earned the right and deserves to run it back. And I hope, and we'll get into it more. I know I'm just going on a massive tangent here, but I was on the lollipop situation here, and now I'm just my Knicks now. Carl Anthony Towns to me is top priority. You have to extend the big man. Hopefully, and I'm not going to shame him if he doesn't, but hopefully, Cat will take a hometown discount, much like Jalen Brunson did, because a max extension probably isn't in the cards for the Knicks. So hopefully Karl Anthony Towns takes that hometown discount. And the Knicks get it done and they extend him. So it, for lack of a better word, because I can't think of another word, extends. I hate doubling up on words. I don't know if the audience cares about that, but sometimes when I say a word like three or four times and then it comes to the point where I have to say that word again in a different context, I try to find a different word. But in that situation, I couldn't. So it just extends the look alive back there, Rosenberg, too. Were you taking a nap back there? I got a bone to pick with you before midnight because sources tell me you were BSing me last night. And where are my Cosmic Brownies? Did you grab them?
They were sold out. I went to two places today.
We'll get into that later on as well because Rosenberg promised me Cosmic Brownies, and he told me yesterday that when Sean Marash was giving the weather report last Thursday at the parade and said there was a tornado warning, Rosenberg last night told me Marash was talking out of his rear end. Now, if I was Paul Rosenberg, meaning if Paul heard that on the air and he was the host, he would have just did zero research. He would have taken his producer at face value. Not me. I did some digging. I did some digging. Because you accused Sean Marash of, frankly, lying. So I had to go to Sean and get to the bottom of this. So we'll put Rosenberg on trial coming up, plus he owes me brownies. 888-808, and I want my brownies! 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Lollipops, Knicks, who better than... And Carrie, I apologize. I did see the pictures you sent me. I meant to text you back. They're very beautiful. Not just you, but obviously the Larry O'Brien trophy and Justin looking very beautiful as well. Where were you guys? What was that?
Thank you.
Well, we went to go see the beautiful, she was gorgeous. That's
yes.
Tiffany's, and then we went to see a concert at the Garden. So we saw the bleachers. I saw the spot where our banner will be rising up soon.
Gorgeous.
And, it was a great show.
Who was performing at MSG? What concert was it?
Bleachers.
Who now?
Highly recommend them. They're a good band. Bleachers?
Bleachers. Bleachers. What kind of music? Oh, so it's like a rock band? Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Like Bruce Springsteen, rock-ish.
Now, Carrie, I'll give you a dealer's choice here. You could either talk about lollipops or the second apron. Which one would you prefer to talk about?
It's our first time talking, so I want to say congratulations.
Same to you and Justin, for sure. You know, did you guys make it to the parade?
Thank you. We did, barely. We made it. Physically, we were there. I was taken away. There were so many bodies, and I don't know. My hand was just up. I took whatever pictures I could take, but we were there 5 a.m.
Great.
Until I don't even know what time.
I'm glad to hear that because I know a lot of people were turned away, and I was hoping you two weren't part of that. I didn't hear from either one of you on the air or in a text message. So I'm like, oh boy, were they shut out of the parade? So it's good to hear that you got to the parade. And yes, congratulations to you both. What a week. I mean, what a moment.
We were on the subway.
4:15.
We were ready. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, worth it.
It was hard. It was painful to stand that long and the chaos that ensued, but it was worth every second of it. Every second. I wish I could live that moment.
Well, you know what, Carrie? That's why, and I know you're probably cringing when I say this and getting mad at me when I talk about it, but I want to be back down the canyon of heroes and at City Hall a year from now. And I want that, and I think that the Knicks have a great opportunity to get there. Now, we're going to hear a lot about the second apron and all this nonsense in the offseason, but I am very confident, very cocky, especially when I look at the East. I'm not sweating the Pistons, the Heat, or the Celtics or anything like that. So I'm very confident we'll get it back. That doesn't mean I'm not still enjoying the moment, but let's get more. Let's have more. I mean, you guys are Yankee fans. Let's be Yankee fans here with our basketball team and want more.
I wanted, I said, Zuby or bust. If we didn't get Zuby, I wanted to trade back to next year or whatever. I did Zuby or bust. I disagree. I think Mitch should walk. I don't think we should pay a full salary to a guy that can only play half a season. But I called about the Yankees. I know you're a Mets fan, so you don't understand. But when an infield can turn to double play, I care about you twirling a green apple lollipop in your mouth. Like, I shouldn't know what flavor lollipop you're twirling.
What's with the shot?
When you can't turn a double play. And
what's with the shot?
The Mets will make, like, blow pops, like, a giveaway one night.
Well,
and, you know, make them a mascot.
Be careful.
Yankees, we're not like that.
We're not?
We're a little bit.
Well, you're not?
We're a little bit above that.
Okay.
And I want my team to turn a double play.
Turn
a double play. And then I don't care what snack you bring into the infield. But, I mean, last I checked, I hold my breath every time there's a ball going into anywhere in the field. Between Volpe and Jazz, you never quite know what's going to happen with them. So leave your snacks in the dugout, and let's play ball and clean up our play.
Well, I understand that, Carrie. Carrie's always managing and coaching from the stands. She's like the little girl in Remember the Titans. Hayden Panettiere, whatever the heck her real name is. What's her real name? Hayden Pieta. I forgot actually how to pronounce her last name. That's apologies to her. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. But that's how Carrie is at these games. But Jazz did have a big night tonight. He hit the essentially, you know, go-ahead home run. He celebrated with the blow pops. And he had a grand old time. Rosenberg, can we play back the audio of Adam Silver at the podium, or do we have to wait for the draft to end? We probably have to wait for the draft to end, right? So Knick fans can hear everything. Now, I just want to make sure I got the pronunciation right, that it's Delaria or Delara. So can you just listen to that to make sure I'm getting it right? You know, I don't want to, because I have the last name Lugauer, and everybody gets that wrong. So the last thing I want to do is get his name wrong. Who knows if we'll ever see him here with the Knicks. He's more of a drafted stash. It's all about the second apron. So we're not going to do a full course of breakdown of him. Because this is one of those situations where, especially with Isaiah Evans, with Caravan, with Tarris Reed still on the board, Zuby went a couple picks earlier, this feels like a situation where the Knicks could have had one of those players, obviously, but they opted more for the draft and stash, and they got cash from the Lakers.
Sergio De La Rea.
Sergio. So not Sergio. So more of a Sergio.
Sergio De La Rea.
Okay, well, I'll do that right now. Sergio De La Rea. Oh, that's an easy one. Sergio De La Rea. Easy. Sergio. I most likely butchered his name earlier, which is my apologies on that one. But I tried to do it the best I could there. But now I got it. Sergio De La Rea.
No.
Yes. That's what you just told me.
No, you wrote it down. De Rea.
No,
not De La Rea.
Say, no. What are you talking about? How do you know what I wrote down on my piece of paper here? Are you looking at my homework? Give me his name again there, Rosenberg. You got it in front of you? Sergio?
Sergio De La Rea.
De?
La Rea.
La Rea.
Ah.
Didn't I just say that?
No, you said De La Rea.
No. Well, let's do it. Let's do it again on three. One, two, three. Sergio De La Rea. Yeah, De La Rea. What did I say before then?
No, you're saying De La Rea. De La Rea.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Yeah, I want to get it right, because with Lou Gower, remember when we had telemarketers? It was just butchered beyond belief. I'd like to talk to Mr., and it was just everything imagined. Like, they didn't even try half the time to pronounce it right, but I get it. It's a hard pronunciation. It doesn't, like, Lou Gower should be spelled L-O-G-O-W-E-R, right? Lou, yeah, I guess it could be L-O-U-G-O-W-E-R. So, Sergio Telerea, right? He'll be called 15 different names by Evan on the midday. Rosenberg, give it to me again there. Sergio
De La Rea.
De La Rea. De La Rea. Not ya. So it's ah, not ya.
Yeah, think like Oscar De La Hoya.
Yes, correct. Like I said, I think earlier I butchered his name, which I always sympathize with, because I've gone through life with my last name never being pronunciated properly. I don't care, but I could understand people like, oh, you gotta get the name right. So, but the telemarketers, it was a disaster. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sean in Old Bridge here on After Hours. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Boogie? Hey. How we doing tonight?
What's going on?
I'm doing all right, not too bad, and I'm hearing all this about the lollipops. Like, what is this going on now?
Yeah, well, who cares about, what are we talking, we're talking about lollipops. We're talking about lollipops, Sean. We're talking about lollipops.
Now this is going to be like the next generation for bubblegum. This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. It's a blow pop. So at the end of it, you get a nice treat, which is bubblegum. So essentially, and Jasmine, we'll play the audio back for you. Thanks for reminding me, Sean. We're going to play the audio coming up next about what Jazz had to say after the game and what Aaron Boone had to say about it. That's coming up this hour here on After Hours.
All right. Regardless, the game was good. I'm glad that they got the win. Finally, it was much after that loss. So now they got to go with their ace, Scooble. So he's going to be like a tough task for that.
Yeah, not going to be easy. Now, obviously, Scooble. How many starts has Scooble had since coming off the? Good for that. I did show prep here. How many starts has he had? Two since he's come off the injured list, and he's given up a couple of runs, three runs in each, two earned in the first one. So six runs, five earns in about 10 innings since he's come back. So Scooble is still working his way into Tarek Scooble, you know, top form. But he's still one of, if not the best pitchers in baseball. This is the game that you want to get if you were the Yankees. You break the streak, especially when you see Scooble, and you got to always assume he's going to be at the top of his game. So, great win. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention this. Great defense from Bellinger. And Bellinger's the type of guy, Sean, you know this, that helps you win baseball games many different ways. Not just with the bat, with the glove, with the arm. He's a terrific, really five-tool type of player. Great, 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 great player. Dominguez with now, was it a catch? Was it not a catch? Doesn't matter, because it was ruled a catch and there wasn't enough evidence to overturn it. So two great defensive plays, obviously secured the win, the Jazz home run, and it's all about lollipops now.
Oh, my goodness. And so this next thing I want to ask is about the draft. So I had a curious, like, NBA draft question. So who do you think is, like, the, like, that under, like, utilized prospect, in your opinion, that you like to, that you think that maybe the Knicks could get, maybe for night two?
You're saying for night two? Yeah, I'm going to keep going with my guy Caravan, unless he's been drafted, and we're monitoring it. Rosenberg is. I can't see. I don't have my glasses on. So I can't see what do they call the thing at the bottom of the screen there? Did we ever discover what it's called? The ticker. What do they call it? Text Tiki for me.
Cryon?
It's similar to Cryon. You're very much in the neighborhood, or you nailed it perfectly. Because that does ring a bell when you say that.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't say yeah for sure followed by I think. It's yeah for sure or I think. You combined yeah for sure and I think in the same breath. So it's one or the other. You have the choice here, Rosenberg, and it's not binding, but just say yeah for sure or I think. Give me one of them.
Yeah for sure.
Okay, so yeah for sure. So the Cryon at the bottom of the screen, I can't read it because, and people, a lot of people don't know this about me, I have worn glasses my entire life. Well, no, not really. I've worn contacts, and I do have a pair of glasses. I did drive into work, but I left my glasses on purpose down with the car. That's on me. I should have brought them up here because I knew I'd have to be looking at this Cryon all night.
Why didn't you go back downstairs and get it?
Why would I walk all the way downstairs to get my
glasses?
Walk
all the way down? You're not walking 10 miles.
What do you mean?
Go get the glasses.
What do you mean, go get the glasses?
Go get
your
glasses.
What do you mean, go get them? I already was up here.
Big deal. Go downstairs.
What do you mean, big deal?
When
do you want me to go get them? You want me to walk down now? You want to do the show? You want dead air? I think management would probably go for dead air over you.
1019. Joshua Jefferson just picked by the Timberwolves.
You can't do play-by-play! You can't do play-by-play! You can't do play-by-play here, Rosenberg! Did you just do play-by-play?
No, I was saying who the Nets drafted in the Julius Randle deal. Joshua Jefferson.
The Nets are in this draft?
Well, they have the 28th pick now with the Randle deal from last night.
You can't do play-by-play, though. You got to be better than this. Yeah, upper management's not going to be happy with you. Let's just say that it happened 10 minutes ago. I'm good with that. So 10 minutes ago, the Nets
people aren't happy with me.
Well, I got to call you out on a few things here later on in the show. Although you're out of here at midnight, so we'll do it at the back end of this hour. Is my guy still out there, Caravan? Because I want to answer Sean's question.
Harris Reed, Chris Sinak Jr., and Joshua Jefferson have been picked.
Got it. So, and we'll get to the Nets and their embarrassment early on in this draft, how they can possibly pass on Darius Acuff Jr. to me is just mind-blowingly dumb. I like Caravan, one of the most decorated college basketball players of all time. 3 trips to the Final Four, 2 national championships. I think he's a winning player. I think he fits the DNA. I think he fits the culture of the Knicks. My only pushback to myself is I could see the Knicks moving off those picks and acquiring other picks for future drafts. I could see that happening. And they end up with, maybe they keep one of their picks, but they have the 31st overall. 80, and I think 55th, I want to say. 55th overall pick.
So one other thing.
Yeah, did they change something else? Yeah.
Just got picked by the Cavaliers.
You can't do play-by-play. I told you this a million times.
But in reality, he's on the Kings. Because they made
okay, but I told you 100 times you can't do play-by-play.
So Alex Caravan, your guy.
No, but you just made
drafted
me,
by the Cavaliers.
You just made me look bad there,
but actually going to the Sacramento Kings.
So Caravan's off the board.
Off the board.
Reed's off the board.
Yes.
I like Henry Vase here. I like him from North Carolina. Stretch big, 7-footer. He'll probably go next. Everybody I've mentioned has gone off the board. Oh, Isaiah Evans is still out there, though, yeah?
Yes, from Isaiah Duke? Evans is still
okay, out. I like him. Great wing defender. Obviously, pedigree at Duke. Super athletic. We'll see how it goes, but I could see them. By the way, they put a video out of me. Can you talk to Digital? I think I said the player's name wrong. Can they not put out that up? I don't mess up getting the guy's name wrong, and it's out there all over the place. So we have to break here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. We'll get back to your calls. The lollipops, the draft, everything on the table here for another 2.5 hours on After Hours. 11:32 here on the Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Paulie Rosenberg, the glue, as he's called.
Loogie! Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant loogie evening. Night one of the NBA draft. The Nets passed on Darius Acuff because they're incompetent. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. And the Knicks. I've been practicing this all during the break. I'll probably still screw it up. And I wrote it phonetically. Phonetically, Rosie, or phonetically? What is it?
Phonetically. There's no R in there.
Phonetically. Okay. Phonetically. So I can't even say. It's funny that I can't even pronounce phonetically.
Remember that class when you were growing up?
No. Phonics? I just remember health when they showed us about the dangers of sex.
No, when you were in elementary school. Phonics.
What?
Phonics.
No, I hooked on phonics. Wasn't that a thing?
Right, but there was a topic.
There was a class on phonics?
Yes.
I guess I slept through that. That's why I can't pronounce anybody's name. The Knicks have let's see if I get it. Sergio De La Reja.
Good, that's good.
Beautiful!
Enough.
Clip that, Digital! Clip that! Instead of me getting the damn guy's name wrong! Come on!
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Can we wait 2 seconds before we put stuff out? I'm faking like I'm mad. Sorry. But I thought that was good acting there. I had a laugh at some point there. We love the digital team. Because I pronounced it the way it's spelled.
Sergio DeLara.
DeLara, which is the way it kind of is, because that would be, like I said, Lou Gower, nobody gets that right. So Sergio, I apologize when we meet, I'll apologize to your face, because people see my name and they completely butcher it, because it's not pronounced the way it's spelled. L-U-G-A-U-E-R, Rosenberg, how would you say that?
I'd probably say Lou Gower.
You're an idiot!
Right. I'd get it.
You know you wouldn't get it right.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Lou Gower?
No, you wouldn't. Then why didn't a telemarketer ever get it right? By the way, if you're young, that's people that used to call your house asking for
money. Because they're not looking at that. They just want to sell. They don't care who they're talking to.
Yeah, but I just saw real quick. I don't have my glasses on.
I know. It reminds me of this time.
Let's go Mets!
We'll get to the Mets coming up later on as well, but Sergio De La Reja. Now I got it down perfectly.
You're like 95%.
It took
me. It's not De La Reja.
But here's the problem. It's been a half hour, and I'm still screwing it up. So the instant reaction video, which I completely butchered it, now I'm barely there, 35 minutes in. It's a tough one.
Sergio De La Reja.
De La Reja.
Thank you. That's
so
it.
What was I saying?
De La Reja.
I was adding a little extra there. I thought that was a little bit.
That could be the Tommy schtick.
No, it's not even a little schtick. I think it's just my little spin on things. So Sergio De La Reja. Beautiful. 35 minutes in. It's a draft and stash. It's all about the money right now. The Knicks traded back a pick with the Lakers. Lakers took Cameron Carr, point guard out of Baylor. Knicks got money. They got a player they could stash. Perhaps we see him down the line. I think he might even be a CAA client. I don't know that 100%, but the internet tells me that. I'm trying to figure out the pronunciation of the name. You think I'm doing research now? I got to figure out the name first. But I do know it is a draft and stash. It's a player that you select, especially with Evan still on the board, Reed still was on the board, Caravan was still on the board. Now Caravan's off the board. He went to Cleveland. Reed went to the Spurs, right? It was the Nuggets, but then it ended up being the Spurs. And Evans, I think, is still on the board. So if the Knicks want to take him in the second round, and the Knicks, I believe, are picking first in the second round, they could do that. But I wouldn't be stunned at all, by any margin, if or by any means, if the Knicks traded those picks or traded one of those picks for a future pick in the upcoming NBA drafts. So it's a lot of draft talk. We'll get to the Mets. We will also continue the conversation on Lollipop Gate, which I had no issue with. I knew there would be fake, false outrage about it. And Jazz Chisholm silenced all the critics by hitting a huge home run, posing with the lollipops after the home run, and it became a topic of conversation because Aaron Boone picked an interesting hill to die on because he normally doesn't criticize his players or get on his players, especially for something like so stupid like this. It's not like Jazz Chisholm was out there hosting a party at second base. He was enjoying a lollipop on a nice summer night. Somebody wants to help me expand my brand, too. Now, I should go to that first, but I'm going to wait. Tell Greg in Verona I will get to him, but we have a lot of sports tonight. We'll get to him in a few minutes here. Let's go to... Ooh, a lot of choices here. If you hear that sounder, it normally means we have breaking news. But Rosenberg is manning the controls tonight, so it could be anything. It could be his food orders here. Rosenberg, the floor is yours. Okay. What do you mean, okay? Are you ready to go? What do you mean, okay? What's with the big dramatic pause there? Is there been a trade in the NBA?
Sham Sharania.
Yes. NBA insider.
NBA insider is reporting the Knicks now might be moving Sergio.
I just spent 40 minutes trying to pronounce his name!
So I am going...
I just spent 40 minutes pronouncing his name, trying to figure it out. They're going to trade him!
Okay, so here we go from Sham's
No, we're not going anywhere!
Just updated his tweet, which is why I... Because he deleted it, then he just did a new one,
Hold
which
on
is
a
why
second.
I waited.
Is this the fake Sham Sharania?
No,
this is the real Sham Sharania.
This is the real with the check mark. This is the real with the check
and
mark.
And is it Shams or Shams? Because I feel like we screwed that up, too. We just need to have a meeting with everybody and figure out how to pronounce everybody's name. Lugau, Rosenberg, Shams. So Sergio De La Rea could be on the move.
Sources, according to Sham Sharania.
Get to the point here.
New York traded number 25 pick Sergio De La Rea to the Dallas Mavericks for number 30, Coa Pete, and 2 second-round picks.
What?
They then flipped Coa Pete to the Phoenix Suns for 3 second-rounders in cash.
What did
so
the Knicks who's on the
moved
Knicks?
Out of the first round, and they picked up 5 seconds and cash.
Okay.
That is the bottom line.
Okay. So Sergio De La Rea is not a Knick.
He is not a Knick.
I spent 40 minutes...
The digital team can wipe that video off.
Now definitely tell the digital team to delete it, because he's not on the team anymore. So, okay. Let's take a big, deep breath here. We're all over the place in a great way. That's what makes After Hours so special. The Knicks have 5 second-round picks coming their way?
Right. So, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Well, five in total.
I got it in front of me. I'll read the tweet here from Shams. Sources. The Knicks traded the number 25th pick, Sergio De La Rea, to the Mavs for, I can't get this guy's name right either, and 2 second-round picks, Coa Pete, right? Coa Pete, and 2 second-round picks, and then the Knicks traded Pete to the Suns for 3 rounders. So Knicks move out of the first round. They picked up 5 seconds in cash. Okay, so this is what we were talking about. Now, maybe they keep the picks then for tomorrow because they just acquired 5. But Shams wrote it seconds as in...
I think he forgot a word.
Seconds meaning like times, minutes, seconds. That's not the way you write it, though.
For reference...
Why would he just write seconds like 2NDS? He wrote it seconds. They picked up 5 seconds, meaning like they picked up 5 seconds of time.
Right. I think...
What's going on out here tonight?
Mark Stein...
Let's get it together!
Mark Stein essentially did the best way. ESPN says this will explain to a 3-team trade. De La Rea to Dallas.
What did the Knicks get?
And the Knicks end up collecting 3 future second-rounders as they work to steer clear of the second apron, which, again, is all
it comes down
to. I don't
want to hear about this stupid second apron. I'm tired of hearing about the second apron. Go into the second apron. You can do this.
This is what it's all about.
I know this is what it's all about. This has probably been the best 40 minutes ever on After Hours. I love this type of stuff. This is just really, this is reality TV at its finest. I butcher the guy's name. We finally get it right, or I finally get it right, or close enough. And then the Knicks end up trading him anyway.
And the Knicks are now on the clock, by the way, because they have the 31st pick.
That's tomorrow, though.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're really on the clock for the Knicks.
And Sham just saying they're already received offers for that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be, like I said, I wouldn't be stunned.
And they intend to move the pick prior to the draft. This is all what Shams is.
They are intending to move
yes,
the pick.
Yes. And per sources, they have already received offers of future draft assets for 31 and intend to move the pick prior to the start of night two of the draft.
Okay, so they might keep one of these picks, which I believe is the 55th overall pick. Because I wouldn't imagine there's a lot of value in that pick. Obviously, the one back end of the first round, early first pick in the second round, those have a lot of value to it. When you're picking back end second, you're not going to really, I think, get a lot of suitors. Now, perhaps they could. They could do a little bit of a wheeling and dealing there. This is Leon Rose doing Leon Rose type of things. This is Leon Rose cooking. As much as I like Zuby, although he went a couple picks earlier, as much as I like Caravan, he was still on the board. He went a couple picks later. As much as I like Evans from Duke, or Vasir from North Carolina, there were several guys that I think would have made a lot of sense for the Knicks, but it's about two things right now. Second apron and acquiring picks for future drafts. And that's exactly what Leon Rose is doing. And that's exactly what he did tonight and is doing right now. It's like developing as we speak. The Knicks got five. Now, give me the Stein tweet here, because you said it is a lot easier to digest. Here, I got it right in front of me. The Knicks ended up collecting. This is the most important part. Okay. What the heck was Shams talking about with the 5 seconds? Maybe he's thinking about the lollipop that I was talking about when you drop it on the floor, the 5 second rule. Because he said 5 seconds. We didn't get 5 seconds. We got 3 seconds. 3 second round picks. So the Knicks got three future second rounders. That's the bottom line. Don't worry about what they traded. They traded the player they drafted at 25. Now we'll just call him the player. We'll be like Frantz Elsa, the player, the kid. They traded him, and then they got back. They traded a bunch of stuff. No, it's not like they traded Deuce McBride. Don't worry. They traded people that were drafted in this draft. And they ultimately ended up getting back three future second rounders.
So for tomorrow.
And the years are, I think, 29 and 33, but double check that.
So tomorrow night for this draft year, they have 31, 47, and 55.
31, 47, and 55.
That is the Knicks draft for tomorrow night for round two.
And what about the future picks? Because obviously one of those they just got. So that was one of the future second round picks. So what are the other two?
That's not out yet.
Yeah, I'm seeing 29 and 33, but that might be a different trade. I'm all over the map here. So that could be a different trade. We'll get to if we get the years, if you do care about that sort of thing, if it's like 2058 and there's flying cars at that point, I don't think we care. I don't want to take a break. I just figured out how to say the damn guy's name, and now he's gone? Is that what you're telling me? He's not even on the Knicks. By the way, I did say that he'll probably... Boy, I'm glad we pumped that video out within 13 seconds, because it's useless now. Sorry, I'm screaming. I apologize. I'm sorry about that. I don't mean to scream. Let's whisper. Let's bring it down a little bit here. But it's been a very quiet, a crazy 30 minutes here. Very. You know who else I blame? Could we just play the damn games at 8 o'clock in Detroit? Why do we have to have 6:40 start times? Because I would have been on the air with all this information, and we wouldn't have to do this on the fly. Can you get baseball to just email them Rosenberg, CC me on the email, and say, positive Tommy would like to know why the heck we're starting these baseball games at 6:10 and 6:40. Can we please go back to the 7? Yes, email Rob Manfred, and please CC me on it, and say, let's just start, you know, uniform again, 7, 8 o'clock. That's what we should be doing. Although, if it was an 8 o'clock start time, I'd be doing an overnight. So thank you, Rob Manfred. Start the games at 5 o'clock every night. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Lugie in the late night. I apologize for all that, but it's craziness. I still don't know what the heck's going on with the Knicks, but I'll have it for you when we come back in more of a organized fashion. We'll take your calls on the draft, on the lollipop situation, on the Mets. All of that is on the table for the next 2 hours, right here on The Fan. 11:51 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer!
And they drafted Sergio De Lara.
No. They actually... No, they did not. That would be my arson judge. They drafted Sergio De La Rea. And then this is what happened. A lot has happened over the last 45 minutes, really 50 minutes for the Knicks. They originally traded the 24th overall pick for the 25th overall pick. So they moved back one slot. They also got cash from the Lakers. So they swapped picks with the Lakers and also got cash. They then drafted Sergio De La Rea, who plays professional basketball in Spain. And I figured this is a draft and stash. This is a guy who may never see the court for the Knicks, especially when you consider, you know, the roster that they have right now. And guys like Caravan and Tyrus Reed and Evans and several others were... Zubi had been was off the board. He went 2-3 picks earlier to the Hawks. But there were guys out there that were targets, not just of me, but of other Knicks fans, and I think the Knicks themselves, that were still on the board. But it's all about the second apron and getting picks for future drafts. So we all thought, okay, this is going to be the selection. And then we find out, maybe about a half hour later, the Knicks have been very busy over the last hour, and they have made a bunch of trades. No players on the team, nothing like that, but just players that were drafted tonight, including Sergio De La Rea. So here's the deal. The Knicks have acquired three future second rounders. Three. One of them is this year. So they are now picking 31st, 47th, and 55. Shams tweeted out about 10 minutes ago that the Knicks are already receiving offers for the 31st, which is the first pick in the second round. They're already receiving offers for that pick. I this is me talking now, Tommy Lugauer. I expect the Knicks to move out of that pick. I'm sure they would move out of the 31st and the 47th and try to get picks for future years. This is all trying to recoup some of the, you know, bridges and just in general getting picks for later on, not just to recoup, but also to stay clear of the apron. You don't draft anybody, you don't pay anybody, and it's all about money. It's all about bringing back the players they have. It started with Diawara, now you got Alvarado coming up. You want to extend Cat, you want to bring back Mitch, you want to bring back Shaman, you want to bring back Clarkson, you want to bring back all these guys. You want to run it back, and I want them to run it back. So this is Leon Rose playing chess, and Leon Rose plays chess just about as good as any executive in the NBA. He's no stranger to it, obviously, as a agent, and now as a president, executive, general manager, whatever you want to title him as. So a very busy, at times confusing, round one for the Knicks. And also the Nets were involved. We'll get to them because I vehemently disagree with Sean Marks and his decision to draft, or should I say not draft, Darius Akov. But we'll get into all of that in the next couple hours. We'll take your calls as well. I apologize we couldn't get to you guys in this hour. It's just been crazy. If you are on hold right now, I will get to you next. So stay on hold. We will get to you. It's been a crazy hour. We couldn't take a call. It's been nuts. It's been absolutely nuts going through all this stuff with the Knicks the last hour and their draft pick that ended up not being their draft pick. So stay on the line. If you'd like to join the conversation as well, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night After Hours here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible.
Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.